Thomas Harding joins us. Thomas, of course, covers the Rockies for the MLB Network, and we always love having you on live out here at the Public House. How are you?
I feel good. I feel clean. It's great to be here. I've got my back to everybody. Yeah, hey.
There it is.
All right.
Well, glad to have you here. You heard me talk about Stratton last night. From your viewpoint, you've seen this Rockies team, Thomas. And look, they take the Giants apart at home. The Giants have lost, what, 18 out of 20 or something like that in Coors Field. It's unbelievable. Until they think they can be a contender, they're going to have to figure that out. But you saw this Rockies team just get handcuffed last night by Stratton.
Yeah, especially after 34 hits in the last two games against the Diamondbacks. Stratton, I was watching that last night, and I was thinking, this guy could dominate the game or get absolutely killed or do both in the same game because of the way that he attacks the strike zone. I mean, really, everything was in the zone. It put the Rockies in swing mode. But what he was able to do was, as you said, miss those barrels. I mean, the fastball was sneaky. His location was on. And then after that, the Rockies really had a hard time because you didn't exactly know where the pitch was going to be, but you thought it was going to be in the strike zone. I mean, that was a good outing by Chris Stratton. And I was thinking on my way here, Stratton is the type of guy that maybe, what, he's 28 years old right now, right? It could be next year, 3 years, 4 years down the road. He's pitching in important games for a team that's going to, you know, go to the playoffs, maybe even go to the series, and people will be talking about it. We've been waiting for Chris Stratton for all these years. I mean, I really think there are good days ahead for that man.
Yeah, the stuff is there. I mean, it's obviously there. He's honed in a little bit. He's corrected some of those mistakes with Ryan Vogelsong earlier this year. And he baffled the Rockies last night, who have been a red-hot offense. Talk a little bit about some of those players. You had LeMahieu hit a walk-off in the last week. Trevor Story padding his MVP case. What's that note from earlier this week? He's the first shortstop ever. 30 home runs, 40 doubles, 25 steals, 100 RBIs in one season. Incredible numbers.
Yeah, even A-Rod did a video message for him.
That's the one. I heard my brother texted me that stat. He said, who's the only player? I said, A-Rod? And he said, no, not even. That's it's right. Trevor Story.
Yeah, and you think that this guy could do it. It's happened pretty quickly because if you think about it, a really good rookie year, 27 home runs before being injured on August 30th, okay? So you're thinking, wow, it's going to take off. Well, guess what? After that first year, they come back to get you, just like they're getting Cody Bellinger with the Dodgers this year. Can you adjust to that? And at the last month of last season, we saw Trevor Story start to make some of the adjustments, not chase balls as far out of the zone, maybe hitting some balls early in the count that he was missing early in the year, and really he has carried that into this season. I saw it in spring training. He struggled out the gate this year, but what I've seen since about June on has been the Trevor Story that I expected to see, especially the way he finished last season.
Well, as I say, it's a good story. It really is.
It's a fairy tale, if you will.
It's a very good story. I want to tell you, when he first came up, he swung and missed a lot. But he had that power. You saw the power there. Thomas Harding with us, MLB.com. Thomas, the MVP race. I had chat last night, I forget with who, one of the writers who may actually be voting for it, kind of talked about Goldschmidt, Chris Carpenter, Lorenzo Cain. Then when you get to the Rockies, Trevor Story over Arenado, is that possible?
I think it's possible, but are we looking at the same thing that we saw last year where Nolan Arenado had a great year, but Charlie Blackmon leads the league in hitting, hits 37 home runs, over 100 RBIs from the leadoff position, and I think some of those votes may have canceled each other out. I think it could happen this year. Now, should a Rocky get to the top? I really believe that people have to study it because there's a tendency to just sort of push it aside because of Coors Field. But you're making that constant adjustment between home and road throughout a full season, and I think there's something to that that much of the nation doesn't see.
Well, here we are. It is September the 15th. We've got two weekends. Well, you got this weekend, next weekend, and one more to go. The race is coming down. If you looked at the Rockies 2 months ago, the bullpen had exploded. No one could get anybody out. Ottavino was out. You wouldn't give a chance in the world that the Rockies would be in this position. Are you surprised?
I wouldn't say I'm surprised. I mean, now, if you looked at a couple months ago, you would think, gee, it's all falling apart, but there's a reason why it didn't. Bud Black in the dugout, the manager. Because what he did, and even if you look at the beginning of the season, where, as you know, Ian Desmond struggled mightily. Carlos Gonzalez was to the point that they weren't playing him against left-handers. Chris Iannetta wasn't hitting. But Bud Black was so steady with these guys, and he was steady with the bullpen guys. I mean, basically he said, Wade Davis is going to get it done because we've seen him get it done before. Same with Ottavino.
They stink.
Scott
Oakley. They're awful.
Yeah.
Come
and
on.
He's like, okay.
Come on. They somehow, I can't believe it worked out.
Yeah, he was supposed to take them somewhere and just ship them off in a boat somewhere.
Come on. They're awful. Oberg was all right. He was steady. McGee can't get anybody out. Ottavino blew up. Wade Davis was a disaster.
By the way, this is on the heels of when we spoke to you earlier this year in the same seat. We were praising their bullpen about how they'd been lights out for the first month and a half of the season.
Mike Dunn is gone.
Yeah.
You know, it's incredible to me that we're sitting here today. It's a testament to what baseball is all about. And I preach this. I talk about it. They kid me about the mosaic of the season. You have the twists and turns of the cattle drive, and you got to get to Abilene, as I like to say. I like movies from the late 40s, you know, the cowboy movies. So this is such a typical example of what baseball is all about.
I'm going to have to use that, the mosaic of the season. The one I use, and it's dying, so I've got to come up with a new one, is baseball is a soap opera. And I used to watch those. And you know, someone could die one month, and 3 months later...
They're back. Rose from the dead. Yeah.
They're back from the dead. Not only that, but it's a completely different actor. Looks nothing like the guy, you know?
Get into a fire accident or something.
Like,
yeah.
I always wanted to act in one. It's like, yes, Ashley, I did die a year ago, and I was a white man, but I'm back now, you know? That's what baseball is like. And that's what the season looked like this season, where the Rockies were struggling. They were in fourth place when they were last year. Fourth place. And now they are on the edge. I mean, I don't know that it's going to happen.
Right. They still haven't won anything yet.
Yeah. But they are a half game up, I guess.
So
they're tied right now after the Dodgers win today, the beating of the Cardinals, who seem to be fading. But they're sitting here tied for first place, a team that has never won a division championship. It's their 26th year.
I love it. I tell you, this is such an example of baseball. And I wait for these last few weeks of the 14, 15 games to go with the 2-3 game lead. Now every game becomes a playoff game. Every game has that atmosphere of a playoff game. It's what makes baseball baseball.
And it's what I've learned as an adult, because I'll have to admit this. When I was roughly 8 or 10 years old, I sent a letter to the then commissioner, Bowie Kuhn, because I was tired of teams not in the race continuing to play games. So my idea was, starting on about August 1st or so, you start lopping off the teams that are hopeless and just have the teams play each other. Make the season one big playoff. But what you're seeing is the Cincinnati Reds could decide this division.
Yep.
The San Francisco Giants, as rough as it's been, they can decide the division. The Washington Nationals are in Denver the last 3 games of the regular season. I mean, all these teams, depending on how they play, could make a difference.
I love it. It's a great part of baseball. I really like it. So what do you think? You know, obviously Marquez today. We saw Anderson last night. Senzatella tomorrow. Gray has not been lights out. He's been okay. Freeland has been terrific.
Freeland and Marquez have been outstanding for them. Yeah. Actually, Gray's last three starts have been down a little bit. Before that, he was on with those guys.
Yeah.
He was really up with those guys. I think what happened with what you saw with Anderson last night, where he had struggled for the better part of a month, is that they knew what was going on with him, and this goes back to kind of the steadiness of Bud Black in the pitching group, Steve Foster and Darren Holmes. What they basically decided was, they've seen these guys do this before. They've seen them struggle before. So if we show panic here and start pulling guys out of the rotation and throwing in guys that we don't know about, then it sends a message to the whole team. The message they sent was, these guys are good enough to get it done. Guys, you're going to have to get it done here. I mean, and that's what happened with Anderson last night, and you expect that with Gray. As far as Marquez, he has used his breaking pitches outstanding here. I mean, the curveball, which was one of his better pitches, has been good. And there's a story on MLB.com today written by Daniel Kramer about how he has worked the slider into it. And he's getting all these double-figure strikeout performances.
Come on. He last 3 games, 35 strikeouts.
Yes.
9 straight quality starts
from
Marquez.
This is what I like about him, is that he had an outing against the Atlanta Braves in August. Yes, it was. Yeah, I believe it was. Yeah, it was August. It was in August. And he looked at the tapes of them. Those guys jump on first pitches. He had struck out in double figures the previous two times out. And he goes, no, I'm not going to strike guys out. I'm going to make them hit the ball on the ground. And he won that game with, I think, two strikeouts in seven innings. So wow. This guy thinks his position as well as plays it.
23 years old, 62nd Major League start today. And the game you're talking about, well, what he did on the first pitch, hitters, are, when they put it in play, 32 for 78.
Yeah.
So that's over. That's close to 400.
Yep.
With six homers given up. So see if the Giants jump on him. 18 solos of the 21 homers, which shows a good pitcher as well.
And the other thing with him is most of the damage comes early. I think he probably still has a 7-something first inning ERA like much of the staff. But if you get the run on him early, he has a tendency not to give up anything else later.
So what do you think? Dodgers, Rockies, looks like Arizona sort of, well, they beat Houston last night. Again, you can't write anybody off because you win three in a row this time of year. You're back in it. What do you think going down the stretch?
I think that right now, overall, the Rockies are pitching the best of those teams because of their starters. But I don't know that that's going to hold up. We'll see. I mean, the Dodgers, they have so much home run power that they can win a game late. Rockies will win a lot of games late. The team that I would be concerned about is the Diamondbacks because their bullpen has struggled and they aren't winning games late. Now, of course, last night they go out and beat the Houston Astros 4-2. And as we've seen with Torey Lovullo and that team where they really struggled in May, lost something like 15 of 17, then turned it on and were one of the hottest teams in baseball. He's a steady guy in that dugout. I mean, all three of these teams have the manager that can maybe make a difference.
I love it. A great time. No, thank you. First of all, I want to thank you for so many generous visits with us, live with us at the patio. Thomas Harding, is, you could tell, he's an actor as well. MLB.com. He covers the Rockies, but go ahead.
And he'll be on The Bold and the Beautiful or something, right, coming up. You're looking for some soap opera act?
Looking for it. Right. Just give me a SAG card, and I'm ready to go.
You ever done any acting at all?
Not since high school. I mean, in high school, we had a church that put on various kind of contemporary plays, and we traveled around. That was a lot of fun back then.
Yeah, what kind of stuff did you do?
I was sort of a character actor. I led a couple of them. I mean, there was no singing, although I'd love to do that, but no one else would want to hear that. But it was a good time.
Well, you're a very bright spot of Major League Baseball, I'll tell you that. And you come on the show and project, and I know everyone out here really enjoys it.
Hey, everyone out here just enjoys this beautiful weather. Jeez, man. I mean,
all right, let's hear it for Thomas Harding. Very good. Very good. Yeah, really good. Well, we'll catch up with you. We'll see. We got Senzatella tomorrow. You want to give us a little outlook of him?
Yeah, this is a guy who he's been up and down. The key with him, though, is that he hasn't given long outings. He had a finger blister issue during the season and a shoulder issue a little bit later. But the last time out, he pitched six innings, and it was very solid baseball there. So if he is at the point where he is going to be able to pitch into the seventh inning, that's another weapon they have. I mean, if you look at last season, at the beginning of the year, he made the team unexpectedly, and there was talk about sending him to the All-Star game. He was 10-1 at one point.
Yeah, boy, fun. All right, Thomas, thank you so much. Enjoy the day, and we'll catch up with you. Hopefully we'll call you before the Rockies clinch. How about that?
Okay, well, look at that.
All right, that is Thomas Harding, MLB.com. More coming up right here on The Sports Leader.
Woo!